In India, they are bucking the trend of falling newspaper circulation. It is true in India and elsewhere that people are increasingly getting their news from digital devices, but old-fashioned print readership is also growing. There may be a few reasons, including rising literacy and the demand for local papers in local dialects, but South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu thinks it might also have to do with what's buried in the back pages of the papers that holds the big appeal.
Today, I want to take you into the wonderful world of Indian newspapers. There are 80,000 daily newspapers in this country. The best-selling is a Hindi daily, with more than 4 million copies sold every day. The English daily, The Times of India, isn't far behind, with a circulation of more than 3 million. In India, there's even a newspaper dedicated to cows, which of course are considered sacred. The cow newspaper's circulation is above 200,000. Now that's about on par with the Daily Telegraph in Australia. While circulations decline in the West and the internet continues to dominate as the news reading platform of choice, India is an exception to the rule. Only about a third of the country has access to the internet, but print journalism is growing at around 8% a year. Like so many other people in Australia, I'd long since given up reading a physical paper in favour of online subscriptions or delving into articles and videos via social media on my phone. But here in India, I've had to reverse my habits. It feels like I've gone back in time a decade or so to a place where I get a stack of freshly inked, crinkly papers delivered to the doorstep. Flicking through them in the bureau, eyes swivelling, pages turning, I find out what's making headlines the old-fashioned way. In small towns, reading the paper is seen as something that educated, aspirational people do. In the English language papers common in the bigger cities, there's a delightful version of Indian English that's used by the scribes who fill column inches. Crime reports make mention of scoundrels and sleuths, instead of criminals and police. Suspects are nabbed, not arrested, and neighbours are caught having a tiff. A politician might air dash to an appointment instead of flying there. But amid all that important news, political stoushes and Bollywood gossip, cricket scores and crime reports, I discovered my very favourite thing about Indian newspapers. Remember how the death of classifieds destroyed one of the best revenue sources for newspapers in Australia? Well, here in India, classifieds are still going strong. But one type of classifieds in particular. Matrimonial ads. Newspaper matrimonial ads. They're the analogue equivalent of Facebook for those leafing through the newspaper. They distract you from the important stuff, and they're an endless source of voyeuristic fascination. Matchmaking is a $50 billion industry in India. In fact, India is Tinder's fastest growing Asian market, and there are plenty of online matchmaking services competing in the same space. They're mostly aimed at parents looking to marry off their children to suitable spouses. Like this one, a dating website tailored to the wealthier end of town.
Elite Matrimony understood us and our expectations. Elite Matrimony, an exclusive matchmaking service.
But many Indians still choose to search through inches of print to find the man or woman of their dreams. Or, more accurately, the son-in-law or daughter-in-law of their dreams. Most ads are placed by parents doing their offspring's bidding, and in a few short inches, they succinctly list non-negotiable qualities.
A Brahmin family looking for suitable Brahmin medico or a well-qualified girl.
My son is a well-educated, having six-figure salary. Looking for a girl, she has good figure.
Son is handsome. Fair, teetotaler, non-smoker, 6 feet, doctor, undergoing PG, holding a dual citizenship.
There's an incredible array of criteria, from age and height to caste and even skin colouring. An ad might specify that a future spouse be vegetarian or a teetotaler, and it's common to list acceptable occupations. Sheer volume suggests that doctors and engineers make the most desirable grooms. The most commonly required traits for prospective grooms include having a well-paying job and owning property. Common requirements for a bride are that she be fair or beautiful or both, and a good cook. Now and then you might spot a bulk order. Three boys, 29, 25, 22, all graduates, own houses, seek beautiful, educated girls. An ad seeking a wife for a 32-year-old man honestly specified that the would-be groom was, quote, sexually unfit due to the stress of previous marriage, but helpfully noted that the affliction was curable. I giggled when I saw an ad posted by a, quote, fun-loving 26-year-old woman who wanted a business-class Punjabi boy who should not be a mama's boy. And you thought Tinder was brutal. But sometimes the marriage ad section becomes news in itself, especially when it jars with what progressive young Indians think of as fair play in the world of matchmaking. A recent newspaper ad for a matrimonial meet and greet event drew a harsh distinction between what qualified men and women as desirable. Men had to be eminent professionals or successful entrepreneurs, while the only criterion for the girls was that they be beautiful. After an outcry on social media, the man behind that event took out a second ad, apologising for the first one. Another ad that went viral for all the wrong reasons was placed by a self-proclaimed industrialist specifying that his bride be a non-smoker and a non-feminist. The marriage ads placed in Indian newspapers are nothing if not blunt, but that's kind of what makes them so interesting. They're a pithy insight into what makes some parts of Indian society tick and into what might make a marriage work in this place where millions upon millions upon millions of eligible young bachelors and bachelorettes hope that their quest for love can be solved with the turn of a page.
And best luck to all of them in their quest. Siobhan Hinew there, reporting from New Delhi.